Oh, thanks, Harps. It's baseball season, but always good to hear from John. X-Factor time. We do this every Friday during Ravens football season, assuming they play on a Sunday. But this is Orioles X-Factors, and I sort of did it pitchers and everyday and position players. I don't know how you guys did this exercise, but that's how I kind of broke it down. I have two pitchers and two everyday players.
Yeah, I've got a mix. Really, I've got a mix. Day. Yeah,
position players.
Yes, yeah,
position
yeah.
players.
Yeah,
yeah. I will start. One of my guys is an everyday player, my position players, and that's Cedric Mullins. Cedric Mullins, if he can, and again, one game, but if he can be the guy that he was the last 40 games of last season, I think that can be a huge X factor for this team, this lineup, for the Baltimore Orioles.
I went with a guy in a similar situation. I guess he's got one more year of control than Cedric, who plays a position where I think even more so other guys could play it right now, have played it right now. Whereas with Cedric, you've got Calzer, who's played center field, but that's real. And Laureano, I guess.
Yeah.
But I went with Ryan Mountcastle. What is he? What do they think he can be? How much does his ability to play first base, a non-premium position, better than other guys, hold off other guys if he does have a slow start? We all know that's where Kobe Mayo, like if there's going to be a right-handed hitting first baseman from within who's on this team 2 years from now, it's Kobe Mayo, not Mountcastle. He's well-liked and he should be. He's a great kid. I don't know what his future is. And I'm surprised he hasn't been traded already.
Yeah, I'm with you on that part.
I had Cedric Mullins as well, Ken, for the same exact reasons. But my second one, Heston Kerstad. This is a big, 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 big year for Heston Kerstad. 26 years old now. Unfortunately, his career, it's been setback after setback, whether it's health or injury. But it seems like, even though we haven't seen him in the starting lineup the first two games of the season, it seems like he will get more runway this year. Are we going to see the power? He had the great outfield assist yesterday. Yeah. How much are they going to trust him in the field? This is a massive year for Heston Kerstad.
I've got one other position player, and for me, it's Jorge Mateo. Because if Jorge Mateo is where he was before he got hurt, then he's two players in one. And I think with this pitching staff, which we'll get to in a minute, it's going to be more quantity than quality, and they're going to need to be patching things up in the bullpen and optionable guys going up and down. And if you count Jorge Mateo as basically a backup outfielder and a backup infielder as one, then you might be able to get by for parts of this season with less of a bench. And I think they're going to need that because I think it's going to be all hands on deck pitching-wise, starting rotation and bullpen.
Jason, we are simpatico. My second position player is Jorge Mateo for all the reasons that you mentioned. We'll go to pitching. I put Sagano in here because I don't know what to expect. If he can be good, if he can give them a 4 ERA and 12 wins, I think that they would be doing handstands.
Yeah, if you got $1 million a win out of him, and I mean a 4 ERA, I think they'd 4-5, I think they'd sign up for it right now. This has feast or famine potential.
I've never seen him throw an actual pitch in MLB yet. The spring training doesn't count, of course. And yeah, he is the ultimate X factor on this team, quite frankly, because he's their number four pitcher with me and Dean pitching tomorrow. But yeah, he's going to be counted on all year long.
The other one for me was Albert Suarez. Like, what is he? I want him in the bullpen. I feel like at some point he's probably going to start for them because they love him there. But I think he can be incredibly valuable for them no matter where they put him.
I had two other pitchers. One, Keegan Aiken. You know, no more Colom. Like, are they as good from the left side as they were before? Is Aiken a candidate for regression, or has he unlocked something? And again, we don't think these starters are going that long, and having him to piggyback from the left side after all these right-handed starters. And I mean, other than Povich, who are like, there's not a whole lot of left-handed arms in this system. Rogers is a sunk cost. Mm-hmm. Who knows when he's coming back? So I think Aiken's really important. And Felix Bautista, for me, Felix is an X factor. A closer coming back from that kind of injury.
Yep.
That can be tough. I also think attendance is an X factor, and I think this ownership group is an X factor.
Interesting. Coming up next, Twib Notes. What happened in the division yesterday? We know about the Orioles and the Blue Jays, but what about the Yanks and the Red Sox and the Rays? Well, we will update you Twib Notes next here on The Fan.